Good afternoon, guys, and happy Kwanzaa. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas yesterday. I want us to welcome back to your favorite scholar, Tiara. That's me. Another podcast on TR Tuesdays. It's actually not Tuesday. It's a beautiful Saturday here, the day after Christmas. But I did want to give you this podcast because I did promise that I would give a podcast about Kwanzaa. My sister suggested that I do this, and she was supposed to be my first guest. We were going to do this together, but unfortunately, she had to get back on the road to California, and then it's been a long week of activities here in Seattle as we have been discovering the city. So unfortunately, we just didn't get around to recording this podcast, but I still want to bring it to my audience as promised. And as you all know, if you guys have any topics that you'd like me to discuss, feel free to go to anchor.fm/TR92 and click that icon and message me. You can also do a video recording or a voice recording. If you have any commentary or feedback for any of my past podcasts or today's podcast as well. So let's get into this Kwanzaa podcast. In my research on Kwanzaa, I was very interested in why it was even established and who established it. First and foremost, so I found out that in 1966, Milana Karaga, who was a professor and a chairman at UC Long Beach, began this holiday to unite African Americans after the Watts riots. So for all of us who don't know, the Watts riots was an extremely violent riot that happened back in 1965 involving two African males who were pulled over by police on suspicion of driving drunk. Unfortunately, for this African-American community and for African-American history, this traffic stop further drew a crowd and it escalated and it just grew into 34 deaths and 1,000 injuries in the end, and it lasted for 6 long days. So she thought, after that, we should bring a holiday together for African-Americans so I can encourage them to unite and to come together instead of destroying the city and, you know, bringing about violence, you know. So I think that is very admirable. This holiday is mostly celebrated by African Americans because, like I said, it's encouraged to unite the African American culture. So I was curious, what does Kwanzaa signify? Apparently, Kwanzaa is a Swahili word which means first. So it signifies the first harvest in Africa. It takes place on December 26th, and it lasts until January 1st. So today is December 26th, so I thought it was very fitting to bring you this Kwanzaa podcast. Did you guys know that in December 2016, Kwanzaa reached its 50 years of being celebrated as a traditional holiday up there with Thanksgiving and Christmas and Happy New Year? So that's really commendable. In researching this holiday, I was very interested in like learning how to celebrate it, right? Because we all know how to celebrate Christmas. People get a tree and presents, although I just told you in my last podcast about the true meaning of Christmas that that's not actually what Christmas is all about. But anyways, Kwanzaa is celebrated amongst African families, and they decorate their homes with colorful arts. They wear kente cloth and wrap their hair up in kente cloth. They sing and dance with one another. They tell each other stories about African history and the heritage. They read poetry, and they just relish in how beautiful our African culture really is. Also, when researching about this, I found out that there are 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Forgive my pronunciation, I just want to say ahead of time. So the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, the first one is umoja. Umoja means unity in Swahili. The second one is kujakula. That means self-determination. Ujima is the third one, which means collective work and responsibility, and refers to uplifting the community. Another one is ujama, which means cooperative economics. Another one following this is nia. Nia means purpose. And then we have Kumba, which I will give you a quote by that in the end. And then we have Imani. So those are the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. And like I said, forgive my pronunciation. Okay, so I want to end this podcast by encouraging us all to celebrate Kwanzaa because it is a worthy holiday, and it has a great purpose. I'm all about bringing the African American culture together. I think that's very important. As always, I like to end with a quote, and like I said, I'm going to give you a quote for the meaning of Kumba. We will never know ourselves if we do not know our history. One who loves you with your dirt. It's not what you call me, but what I answer to. Kumba means to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. As always, don't forget to follow me on all platforms. I am on Spotify. I am on Apple Podcasts. I am on Anchor. You can also just go to your, I have my own website. You can just type in anchor.fm/TR92, which I actually encourage you to do that, because on there you can donate as little as a dollar. And we are in the holidays, so I want everybody to feel the holiday spirit and go to anchor.fm/TR92 and hit that support icon, and you can donate as little as a dollar. If you're feeling more generous, you can donate $5. Feeling extremely generous, you can donate $10. And again, don't forget to share with a friend, because it just really encouraged me. The more views that I get, it's going to bring in more revenue for me, and one day I'm going to be a powerful speaker that people pay to see. And it's just starting now. So please encourage me by sharing my podcast, by listening to me, by doing your I am affirmations nightly and daily. And that's just going to help you set a tone for a more positive lifestyle. My name is Tiara Christopher, and thank you for listening to this bonus podcast. Happy Kwanzaa.